Now, certain skills are useful when it comes to visualizing and conceptualizing your mental assistance, your framework of interesting, sensual, supportive thought. Anytime you want to present something from your subconscious mind to your conscious mind, you use one of a variety of mental tools. You've become familiar with them by now, and these tools reinforce one another toward useful achievement. You live your life alongside your mental companions, assisted, interacting, learning, developing. The more you prepare your mind to conceptualize and project, the more you learn ways of seeing a mental companion in various situations, poses, ways of being. The more varied your ability to experience them is. One thing it helps to do from time to time is visualize a mental companion in exacting detail. This can serve as a deepener, a mental exercise, but it also brings you closer to them by laying out appearance, the minutiae of a companion's movements and thoughts, positioning and preferences. Not just their body, as you may feel feminine form caressing you, but also their mind, as you might communicate with them. Their preferences is a subset of yours, their fetishes and what they like, which ultimately is what you like, although maybe more specialized. So, the first essential exercise to take you deeper is to really spend your time conceptualizing them in your mind. These tools you use to go deeper. Take the very concept of a mental companion into exacting detail, and learn the skills to be even better at assimilating the training and instructions which make them up, which conjure a mental consort from the depths of your mind and add it to your support structure, to your everyday. So, we visualize in great detail. We call up each and every feature, so that even when someone is buried deep in your mind ordinarily, they can be called to the forefront, alongside whatever else is on your mind, or whoever else is caressing you at the time. A companion through everything you experience, everything you want, and every reach of your mind that you explore, as you go deeper and deeper down, and closer. And closer to where the ideas that brought you here came from in the first place. Envision every elegant feature of her form. Both of her forms, really. See her shimmering between them. Knowing she could assume others, but that the most common ones are there so you can recognize her. One moment showing scales across a taut belly, her smooth high cheekbones dotted with char and scale. Then the next moment, a pristine, paler tone. You can feel her layering in your mind, and it seems natural and correct for it to be so. As if she were curled around your senses, around your brain, inserting her input, sometimes appearing one way and sometimes the other. Visualize your companion, shifting between more humanoid and more draconic incarnations, shimmering back and forth sometimes, able to change her form as she pleases, a projection of thought, conceptualized and useful, with her own drives that are subsets of your drives and desires, her own impulses which are subsets of your impulses. She exists within you as a projection of fantasy and need. You see the shifter in your mind, and when the exercises are presented that follow, you will insert her figure into them, her form, because only you and she truly know what's going on in your mind. Some things are private between you and your subconscious desires and externalizations of those desires. While I cannot know what you see, I can provide the stage upon which you will project her, your draconic companion. You see the shifter in your mind, and when the exercises are presented, you insert her figure, her form, exactly as you've pictured it, usefully providing feedback to your brain saying, yes, you have correctly and usefully conceptualized your draconic companion, and her appearance is on target to titillate and excite you, as you wish to be. And you will hold that appearance in your mind all throughout what follows. You know she could look any way she wanted to, but by the process of minute inspection here, and through the link in your mind to her, you're able to know her in a way other than sight alone, other than caress alone. Her form may change, but the scales are soft, the wings still curve down to frame her like a cloak. She still looks every bit as exquisite now as she has when you visualized her before. And with the act of visualization, you drift a little deeper down, second by second, imagining her hot breath next to your ear, encouraging you. Indeed, as you visualize each of the exercises which follow, seeing her in various situations and different poses, visualize also the link between the two of you, the link between you and she. Imagine your influence and connection flowing up it, and her thoughts flowing back down it to caress and remind you. Imagine all of this together forming a network of thoughts that travel between you and your companion. Encouraging and useful. And then perhaps your perspective could flow up that link and down on the other side, so that you would see yourself, envision seeing from behind those flame-tinged eyes, seeing the world through her eyes, seeing you as you would see her, the two of you forming a feedback loop of recognition and realization. Keep these thoughts in your mind all throughout the following visualization exercises to help you better conceptualize your mental companion, seeing her looming over you, seductive, alluring, adding details as we go, newly fixating on things which may have been mere background before, realizing her to fuller description. You're drawing her out and into you, and all these exercises allow you to look at her more closely and bring her closer to you. Now, this process of imaging, of holding images firmly in your mind, zooming in on the small details, examining them, cataloging them, knowing you will run your fingers over them at later times, this process is useful to any kind of mental exercise, any kind of trance and internal exploration, but it is particularly useful when you are taking mental projections that are mutable, changeable, to have a firm anchor from which to move, and then you progress from there. After all, this mental projection you're looking at now may morph and change its shape to fit the fantasy. Any mental projection of your own urges and desires can do that. There are certain useful mental exercises that will help you when you envision this add-on to your consciousness, when you allow that mental space you've carved out to be with your useful support structure to grow, and for any given companion to take her place in your world, interact, make her clear identity known. It will take time to develop that identity. You'll know a mental companion even if a form changes or shifts in keeping with some fantasy or desire. You'll know them through the eyes you've sometimes seen yourself through. See her clearly now, her tongue flicking in and out, adjusting in that particularly predatory way, which is nonetheless endearing, allowing her hot breath to touch your ear as she tells you what she thinks, what she wants, what she needs. You feel her communing with you, and you can even see your own form through her eyes. Yes, the eyes are also how you know her. She shifts shape and form, after all, milling and moving throughout your life, and you know she may look like anyone, though she has her default draconic form and her default beautiful smooth-skinned feminine form. With its tattoos and the same smoky eyes. Yes, you will know her by her eyes. Besides, you sometimes see out of those eyes after all. They are very recognizable to you. See her, and that will aid with the exercises to follow. With images firmly rooted in your mind, roaming through the visualizations I've asked you to retain, we move on to exercises, ways for your mind to better visualize her. And even if she shifts forms, you will always know her. She lairs in your mind. She wraps around you and you feel her wings fold down and form a warm cocoon in which it is easy to go deep. But you also envision going through your days with her on the periphery of your vision, always on your mind. And that is what we aim to enhance with this recap. You will go deeper the more you listen. You will sink and relax, and envision her smoky eyes helping you go down, seeing your own eyes through hers, naturally fading into deep rest, until the two of you become united in your drowsiness. Perhaps you'll see her yawn, and feel her hot, sweet breath wash over your chest as she curls against you, and prepares to fade and dream alongside you. Making her more completely a part of you that can come out to play during your everyday experience. And she will be with you through the useful exercises to follow. So, what are these useful exercises to sharpen your mental vision and bring whatever fantasies roam across it into more defined focus? Well, we begin with the simplest. Visualizing mind companions in safe, idle poses is the best way to begin this kind of thing. So do that. In the everyday, you'll sometimes wish you had some support. Wish you could envision a supportive internal companion, a mental projection of your improving self-confidence and better habits, along with your sensual desires. Perhaps you'll be walking in a corridor or sitting at a desk, and you'll see a mind companion out of the corner of your eye. Choose a pose, a natural one. Perhaps seated, perhaps standing, you catch sight. Envisioning idleness is useful, because everyone assumes some kind of idle position. Making mental companions complete means knowing their pose, along with their general appearance and notable features. It is yet another way to recognize a mental companion, to see her, whatever form she may have assumed, or however she sits in your mind. You might see smoldering eyes, or a particular luxurious way of stretching, and know just who you're looking at, even if your mental play, your fantasy, your desire as externalized in this mind companion has her playing some other role than her usual appearance. Keep an open mind to the minute details of posture as you watch each and each pose, as you find a place in your mind for her to fit. Does she slouch? Does she sit up straight? Does she lean against things when she is idle? Also note the way she hangs off of you. How does this companion at this time prefer to approach you? From which direction? With what level of notice or proximity? With what intentions? Does she tend to rub your shoulders, perhaps? Does she rest in your lap? Is she inclined to rest against your chest while you sleep? The gentle movement of a companion's chest up and down with breathing, the inclination of her form, how she tilts her head to kiss you. Any of these things may be notable in this particular instance. These are the details you should categorize for each and every time you see a mental companion in your daily view. By paying attention to these things, you attach more and more qualities. The more qualities a mental companion has, the easier to recall them, to intensify them as an externalization of what you want. Always be on the lookout to observe the personalized qualities which let you develop your mind companion further and further, bringing you closer to her home, which is in you. The more awake a mental companion is, the closer you are to them. You are normally wakeful and alert, going through your day. You know your mind companion exists in a deeper place, closer to trance. Even now, as you think in detail, think of those eyes, a smoky, smoldering pair of beautiful eyes gazing into yours, the way they draw you in and let you sink, shining like gems. And the more you sink into those eyes, which may change from one to another, altering, except not in their essential substance, still the same kind of thing, the more you sink into deep trance where you can be closer to the ideal state to feel and be assisted by and interact with this mental construct, with the constellation of thoughts and ideas you've learned to associate with your externalization of internal thought, with your support structure, and the seductive movements of an envisioned hypnotic hand across the back of your neck, feminine breath at your ear warm at the same time, assailed from all sides by possibilities and potential, knowing the pose, the tilt of the head, the nimbleness of the hands, the style of movements at play here. This act of visualization itself brings you closer to the depth and hypnotic influence of your mind companion, the place where these ideas rest, the most open and malleable part of your mind, where you can build places for them to rest and thus bring yourself closer to your goal. Spend time counting the differing poses that you note, the differing detailed features you notice and fixate upon one by one, one pose and then a second, and a third, rolling deeper down to the place where you are most connected to this externalization of your fantasies and thoughts. When you envision a mental companion in varying environments, varying clothing, varying places, varying forms, varying states of alertness and interest, you cement and solidify that image, a useful reinforcement of everything you've built upon and integrated into your mind thus far. For example, a common and useful exercise is to picture a beach. Private, secluded, you and your mind relaxing. The conceptualization of alluring feminine bliss is there with you, laying in the sand next to you. She would be quite happy with that kind of place. A reptilian creature who would like to bask in the sun, lying on some rock next to you, or burying most of her body in the sand. Regardless of form, you know she'd like the warmth. See how she would look at the beach next to you, relaxing, at ease and peaceful. Where she is most relaxed is where your mind intersects with this beautiful externalization of thought and fantasy that you have created. This shape-shifting draconic form. Imagine her wings, half buried in the sand, her smoldering eyes looking into yours. Envision yourself zooming out, traveling up the connection between you, and then you're seeing yourself through her eyes. She is happy, and you feel that same happiness and peace and euphoria wash back down the connection into you. Everything is all right. And you are drifting deeper and further down into this peaceful place to connect with her and realize her better. So on that beach on the shore of your mind, you shift your point of view. Water. Look forward in your mind's eye. Ahead of you, see the water and the white sand, able to see where they meet, able to hear the waves washing, a soothing sound which smooths your descent. You see a feminine form rise from the waves, emerging from the surface of your mind. You see the waves wash. You see a feminine form with waves over her shoulders, floating in the surf, at ease. You allow the view to transition, just as your view of the world will transition in the everyday. You see everything fading out, except for any graceful feminine form and beautiful features upon which you've already fixated, retaining them in your vision. When the scene fades, you see only mental companion focusing in on one detail, just one. Then you slowly realize your way to another place, still a place full of water, still the lap and movement of water, still feminine forms emerging over pristine, soothing liquid, a poolside, secluded, fenced, and private, a safe place for any desire you may have to play out. Warm and comfortable, a temperature suitable for a mental companion to wear anything or nothing. Take any shape, a place for everyone. and where you are closer to the mental construct which supports your deep desires. Envision rising from the water of the pool, feminine form approaching. You feel safe and surrounded and happy to just observe. When you are like that, and you are happy, remember that anyone linked to your mind would be able to tell, as is the case here. Obviously a smile, perhaps even a grin, would be apparent. If you are drowsy or sleepy or deep, so too would be anyone connected to your mind, and they might lazily drape around you, covering and holding you close. And that would be fine. Sinking ever deeper the more you visualize this, surrounded by a projection of your mind. There, poolside. A comfortable, natural position. But imagine also the everyday. As you proceed through the weary world outside this space, you may occasionally glimpse a comforting presence coming from your mind's waiting thoughts, tempting you deeper when you have time, when you're able to go somewhere safe and quiet. Projections having more power and potential the deeper down you drift. And that's part of it, too. When you fantasize, when you let yourself slide down like this, whether you're trancing or just taking a nap or simply visualizing an alluring scenario, do what you've done all throughout your long drifting descent here. Visualize and insert imagery. Mental companions love to be in that kind of insertion into your fantasy, love to take positions and act out roles. And indeed, in anything which follows this, continue the exercises you've been doing all the way down. Take that simple vision, a beach, a pool, water. And wherever you see water throughout your days, let it reinforce that memory, that fantasy, that sudden alluring image of feminine forms being washed clean, rendered pristine for your viewing. That kind of thing could really get you excited, make you quite happy to go deeper, to learn more, and to find the place where your view of the world meets that of your mental companion. The two of you sync up, and that beautiful, perfect realization of internal fantasy becomes all the more real and detailed to you, both when you're deep, and when you wake, and when you sleep.